Hello, listeners, and welcome to Spiritual Valleys, a show all about all the spiritual happenings in the various valleys on the Western Slope. I'm Reverend Shauna Foster, minister of the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Congregation here in Carbondale. Today we have two guests on our show, Anouk Bald Eagle and Jim Coddington. Now, many people from the Roaring Fork Valley ended up staying with the Bald Eagles at Standing Rock, and Anouk lives here at Woody Creek. If you will remember Standing Rock, it's a watershed moment for Native people's rights and for defending the sacredness of the earth and its waters. While the roots of that moment started many years ago with Native peoples protecting the sacred, Standing Rock became a flashpoint when Energy Transfer Partners proposed a pipeline that, when it leaked, would poison the water supply for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. The tribe also wanted to protect their ancestral burial grounds, which were being bulldozed to make way for the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, while there's been a lot of news that's come out about various banks that support the pipeline, the environmental degradation that happened in North Dakota, and various lawsuits, not a whole lot has been said about the spirituality at Standing Rock, how tribes from all over the world converged together and said that while people at the Ocheti Sakawin camp were to remain in prayer, that to Native peoples, they're not protesters, but we are all water protectors. So, for the show today, I'd like to spend a significant amount of time exploring the spirituality at Standing Rock, and I'm so glad to have Anouk with us here today. How are you, Anouk?
Somewhat.
Great. So, one of the first questions I have for you is, what is it about the spirituality that most people don't know about when it came to Standing Rock?
Excuse me?
What is it that most people don't know about Native people's spirituality?
I believe one thing that they found out is the beat of the drums, the basic, simple way of the culture. I believe really attracted a lot of people, the actual consciousness, the spirit of the drum is the basic message and how I really got where many people receive that.
And are there some more stories that you can tell me about the spiritual experiences that people had while they were at Standing Rock?
Yeah, I believe the water protectors, a lot of their stories, as I went on and through my family and also traveled on to meet other people, people have really been changed through that experience participating as a water protector, whether it be at camps, whether it be on the front line. Yes, I've witnessed people actually speaking in testimony of those experiences.
Anouk, I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of a difficult connection. Hopefully you can make it to a different place for your phone, but one thing I wanted to talk about that you've continued on, the spirit of Standing Rock, is at the Native Roots Camp that you and Phyllis Bald Eagle and Amos Bald Eagle have set up in South Dakota. On the Facebook page about the Native Roots Camp, it's about setting up a camp that is on the Bald Eagles' land. Now, as some people in the Roaring Fork Valley know, the Bald Eagles have been hard at work. Many of us enjoyed the drumming music that Phyllis and Amos played on the Sunday morning at Mountain Fair. And now Amos and Phyllis and yourself have invited all water protectors to this new camp on your family land on the Cheyenne River Reservation near Howes, South Dakota. That it's a gathering for water protectors to heal their body, mind, and spirit. And at this camp, with the teaching of the traditional Lakota way of living, that you'll be also having an organic farm there and greenhouse, that it's a community effort, and that you look forward to sharing the experience with all of your relations. And that the goal there is to bring back the way of life by teaching youth and our allies from your hearts to ours. And that you're also coming together to begin to prepare the stand in prayer, knowing in the line of the Keystone Pipeline that will be running near the tribal homes and lands. Is there anything else you want to talk about the spirituality at the Native Roots Camp?
Well, actually, I'd like to also let you know, the Native Roots is the concept of starting with my sister Amos, my sister Phyllis Baldigle, and my mother-in-law Amos Cook. And yes, they are running that part of the area. The actual part, I'm not part of that, so I cannot really talk about that end, but I could talk to you about the spirituality.
Great. That's what we would love to hear. Yeah.
What I feel in the Lakota way that water protectors believe to heal is a lot that the Lakota way, what we call Wolakota, is a big part of our way for that, yes. And it has to do with our basic ceremonies that we have in our way of life.
So can you describe some of those ceremonies that are important for water protectors that give them that spiritual sustenance in order to protect and keep our lands and water sacred?
Well, for the men, the Nipi, the sweat lodge, is what we do as far as healing within self and also physical healing of ceremony and the conduction of the ceremony by a spiritual advisor, leader.
And are there other ceremonies for water protectors? The sweat lodge, you mentioned that was for men, but I've also heard about women having a role for protecting the waters.
Today women, I believe, is having their sweat lodges throughout different Native communities. They do have women's sweat lodges for different reasons, different ceremonies, because there is ceremonies for many reasons, for any other reasons, like any other culture, whether it be marriage, birthday, anything. You know, we have those protocols involved in our way.
One ceremony that I was interested in while I was at Standing Rock was the offering of tobacco to the waters. Can you talk more about this ceremony and being part of the sacredness and spirituality of Lakotas?
Well, the offering of tobacco to the water is the offering to the water spirit, we believe, and that is the connection to the elements of which we are connected to, which we are not disconnected at all with. So that is the offering, is given something from earth back to water and given it in prayer and respect of whatever the ceremony is all about. And particularly the ceremony is about protecting the water.
And do you have an opinion about how people who are not Native, who didn't grow up with a Native background, what is the way that they should participate in these ceremonies?
I believe they should participate in instruction with spiritual advisors and tribal members that live pretty much that way of life, as far as even throughout their life. It's, and when you understand what we call Lakowichoka or Lakota, Weawolakota, we call it in the language, is the way of life. So that's pretty much about the way of life, what we talk about then.
Well, thank you, Anouk, for sharing a lot about the spirituality. Is there things that you think people from the Roaring Fork Valley and the valleys on Western Slope can do to continue to support the spirituality of Native peoples, especially in this area? I know that you live in Woody Creek, but are there other things that we can do as people here to continue to support Native American spiritualities?
Well, I believe the support of Native spirituality comes from the support of the inner part of today, especially with reservations, with the support of people. I believe financially and is a big thing that we have, because we are from the poorest counties in the U.S. throughout all these reservations in South Dakota. So for other, possibly maybe different people who are becoming active, involved into working with the people at a grassroots level, organizations throughout in the country, I believe you could find so I would advise that.
That's great. Thanks for letting us know how we can continue to support things like Standing Rock or the Native Roots Camp and supporting Native peoples who are here. One other question I have for you is, would you be willing to share one of the significant spiritual moments that you've had?
Concerning the Dapple, or at least the possibility over in my... Well, I believe the part of myself with the Dapple at the time, I was not directly involved with it, but it myself also put a consciousness in my life presently today. So it was also a personal story myself and growing up that way. And actually at the time, going through some personal healing myself. So it's been a very good experience, and also being a part of other stuff like films and people telling stories and things like that. So yes, it's been also a personal experience in that way, although I wasn't up there physically not long, just about a week. Today, now we are telling the story, and I believe that we are here in America the same.
Do you have a favorite story that you like to tell?
I, not off the top of my head, kind of caught me on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you being on the call today. If you're just tuning in, I'm on the phone with Anouk Bald Eagle, who lives here in Woody Creek, but has participated in Standing Rock and is related to Phyllis and Amos Bald Eagle up at the Native Roots Camp.
Amos Cook
and Phyllis Bald Eagle. This is a show about spirituality and religion in the valleys on the Western Slope. I'm Reverend Shauna Foster, a minister among many here in Carbondale. And I'd like to now talk to our second guest that we have in the show with us here today, which is Jim Coddington. Jim is a Roaring Fork Valley resident in Carbondale who has been on this path for a number of years. In addition to having a master's in social work, Jim crawled into his first sweat lodge ceremony a few decades ago and has participated in over 400 sweat lodge ceremonies, many here in this valley. Jim is also a completed sun dancer and is still involved with the Lone Star Sun Dance. Thank you, Jim, for being on the show today.
Well, Shauna, thank you for having me on the show, and thank you, Anouk, for your starting the segment off.
So, Jim, what I would like to ask you about is, you know, as someone who didn't grow up as a Native person, how did you get involved with the Sweat Lodge purifications and ceremonies?
It's an interesting story, because the first Sweat Lodge that I crawled into, I was actually in Arizona as part of a political movement, and I won't go into details about that. But what I will say is, to focus on the Sweat Lodges, that's when I was invited into my first Sweat Lodge ceremony, not knowing anything about it back then. And the only thing that I was told to do was not to leave the lodge early. So,
oh, okay.
So my relationship to the Sweat Lodge, the Stone People Lodge, as I refer to it, has evolved over the years, and it continues to evolve. That's the beauty of the ceremony. One reason that I'm drawn to these kind of ceremonies is because it's building a relationship, and it's something that does, it has evolved for me. I feel that many of these ceremonies build off one another over the years.
Okay. And so what for you is like one of the key spiritual aspects of the Sweat Lodge?
Well, that is quite a loaded question because I can answer that on so many levels, and
right.
I'm still learning about this. What I have learned is humility. Mm. I've learned so much through the elders and my brothers and sisters that I've participated in ceremonies with. And just crawling into a Sweat Lodge, a Stone People Lodge, I use the words crawling into as a way to humble myself as I'm preparing to enter the sacred space. Mm. So a lot of it for me is the intent of, and something that I'll say to myself every time I crawl into a Sweat Lodge is that I'm coming in to get my life back, that I want to be transformed on some level. And I've seen lodges work very deeply on the spiritual, emotional, mental, and emotional levels.
Okay. Do you want to talk more about how you got your life back through the Sweat Lodge practice?
There's so much, because it's hard to just talk about the Sweat Lodge ceremony. So many people new to this path ask me, Jim, can you tell me about the Sweat Lodge? And I says, how I can begin to tell you about it is by offering tobacco when you're going out to gather the stones.
Okay.
Offering tobacco to gather the willow that are bent to build the lodge. Mm. So the ceremony just doesn't start and end when we're crawling into that lodge. It's actually started generations ago. This has been passed on for ancestors and will continue to be passed on for generations to come. So what I see that as Italian-American raised on Long Island, this white guy crawling into a very, very different culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a large part of it, is learning about another culture, not just learning about it, but also respecting another culture. And what I mention to people, when you come into these ways, just stand back half a step. Mm. Just notice what's going on, catch up to it, but just see, get connected to the whole ceremony, and just allow the process to unfold. Because for many of us, and especially myself, I've had this, especially in my younger days, wanting to be ahead of and creating this and that, whereas this is an opportunity to be more engaged and trusting in the process and participating in the process moment by moment.
Yeah, that the concept of participating on something by moment, that's something that was very clear at Standing Rock, where you were in prayer the whole time. Everything you did, from chopping wood to preparing food to being around the sacred fire to offering tobacco, all parts of it were intentional prayer. There wasn't any part that was the business. There was no sectioning off, like, this is the business part and this is the gathering part and now we pray. It was prayer and intentionality the whole time.
Yes, exactly. And I can see how that does deepen, not just individually, but with the community as well. I have been involved with the Lone Star Sundance for a number of years, and I've seen the community come together around these ceremonies.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing about that. Can you talk a little bit about the spiritual opportunities there are in this valley if there are people who are interested in these ceremonies?
The one ceremony I will speak about specifically is a Sweat Lodge ceremony facilitated by Lone Soldier. He's a full-blooded Lakota elder and a sun dancer. We have our lodges once a month, and people are willing to contact me, sending me a text with your email address. So please send me an email address to 310-591-0657. Again, 310-591-0657. And one thing I would like to add about these ceremonies is what I've learned and seen other people learn is that what's going on in the ceremony is that I've learned how to actually interact in a way in the ceremony where I can take what I've learned in ceremony to bring into the most sacred ceremony of light, of all, of life. And that's what I go back into ceremony just to learn how to live my life in a better way and bring what I've, you know, the skills I've used in ceremonies and then bring them out and continue to be part of my life.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing about that. The last thing that I wanted to talk about today is another spiritual opportunity that is going to be happening in the Valley in October. So Anouk got the chance to meet these people at Standing Rock. They are the Ogallala Youth Runners, and they're going to be at the Spring Valley campus of the Colorado Mountain College in October. There is going to be 12 Lakota youths who are from the Pine Ridge Relay Run from Arizona and Utah who went all the way to Standing Rock last October to support a 15-year-old Hopi Native person who started the run and had never done a run before. And the goal was to raise awareness about Standing Rock and the sacredness of our waters. One runner, Julian Bear, said that every step he took was a prayer. The Ogallala Lakota Runners remained at Standing Rock for months, and all the youth who will be at the Spring Valley campus were injured on November 20th last year at Standing Rock when they were on the front line to protect others from the police who attacked water protectors in sub-freezing temperatures with water cannons, pepper spray, mace, tear gas. Throughout that entire attack, these young people stayed in prayer. And due to their spiritual preparation, they helped to keep the new camp that was formed after December 5th when the elders left, grounded in prayer and nonviolence. And despite tremendous hardship, they stayed at Standing Rock throughout the bitter winter cold until the very end in late February when the camp was bulldozed by the government. Right before that, these runners ceremoniously burned special structures to the ground rather than have them desecrated by being bulldozed. These humble, soft-spoken young Lakota are committed to protect Mother Earth and sacred water for all future generations of all people. They are the seventh generation of Crazy Horse's own band. They call everyone on the planet, including the police who shot at them, relatives. They pray for all of our relatives to become aware. So if you're in the Roaring Fork Valley, plan to support these youth on October 10th at the Colorado Mountain College Spring Valley campus. More information and details are coming soon, so check out the events calendar on the Colorado Mountain College website for details as they become available. And if you've been listening with us the entire program and are interested in supporting the Native Roots Camp that the Bald Eagles have set up in South Dakota, go to Facebook and look up Native Roots Prayer Camp or call Phyllis Bald Eagle at 605-200-1412. Well, we're almost out of time for the show today. I appreciate Jim and Anouk being on the show. Do you have any last words for our listeners of To Spiritual Valleys?
I just want to thank you for listening in and hope to see you at one of our Sweat Lodge ceremonies soon.
All right. Well, wonderful. Thank you. Thanks again, Jim, for being on the show today. And thanks for tuning in. This is Spiritual Valleys, a show about the latest spiritual happenings in the various valleys on the Western Slope. I'm Reverend Shauna Foster, and blessings on your life and your own spiritual journeys. May we all be part of the beloved community together.